Welcome back to another edition of Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, come to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. And our guest today is Vikings kicker, Blair Walsh, kicking at a Pro Bowl level, I might add. So, for those of you listening who have yet to cast your Pro Bowl ballots, go to Vikings.com where you can do that and you can vote for your favorite Vikings. One of them should be Blair Walsh. Hi, Blair.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening?
Absolutely nothing. Just trying to stay warm.
What do you do on a Tuesday during the season?
Sleep in till whenever my body wakes me up. Mm-hmm. This is really your recovery day. But, you come in and take care of some maintenance stuff, stretch, roll out, ice bath, all that type of good activities that help you get fresh and ready for Wednesday's practice.
What have you thought of kicking at TCF Bank Stadium in the short time that we've gotten to do it so far?
It's been interesting, to say the least. We've had some bad weather games and some really nice weather games. It's definitely a very windy stadium from how it sits and because it's open end on that one end. But it's been interesting so far. I like the atmosphere from the crowd, and so that aspect of it has been nice. But from a kicker standpoint, the winds aren't as friendly.
Yeah, it's it really makes you think about someone like Robbie Gould for the Chicago Bears, who's
absolutely,
going to go down as one of the most accurate kickers in league history, and he did it all while kicking at Soldier Field. And we know all too well, you know more than anyone, how difficult it can be to kick there.
Absolutely, you got to have a great appreciation for guys like Robbie and guys around the league who play in bad weather games, guys in Pittsburgh and sometimes New York. Just you're always getting hit with bad weather.
San Francisco, where it can be very,
very windy,
and that factors in. Is that something for you? Your pregame warm-ups is less about going out. I mean, it's a big part of his stretching and hitting field goals. But you guys are going out there like you're meteorologists almost. You got to check out the weather, don't you?
Yeah, Jeff does a lot of that too. He likes to go out there and analyze it to a T. Mm-hmm. I sort of just come out there and just get a feel for what it's doing. You got to be aware of the wind and the conditions, but you can't overplay it and let it get into your mind. So you guys go out there and do your job. You got to realize that sometimes you're actually more powerful than the wind. So, there'll be a time where you feel it going slightly right to left, but if you play it too much, you could miss it right. Mm-hmm. So you got to trust your leg strength and your power and just sort of go out there and do your job.
I know that you like to play golf and you're very good at it, and so was Ryan Longwell, who was kicking here before you, and we talked to him about this a lot. I mean, the swinging motion with your leg or with the club, and then the mental approach. I mean, there are a lot of similarities there.
Very similar, and it's funny you say that. I just brought my clubs in yesterday from the garage because I don't want the shafts to get
sad
messed
day
up with the weather.
Sad day.
But, very similar motion. I think the biggest thing is that you're both out on an island, essentially. When you swing a golf club and you hit the ball, it's directly your result of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I sort of feel like that's the same with kicking. Now, there's definitely other aspects where you snap and the hold and all that, but, 99% of the time when your foot hits that ball, you should make it. And, so there's very similar aspects to it. And, you could draw on each other.
Yeah. When you go out there with Jeff and Coach Prefer and Ficken, assistant special teams coach Ryan Ficken, and you guys figure out, okay, this is the wind, this is the direction, this is the strength, this is what we think, this is our number for the day where you think you can hit a long field goal. Do you communicate that at all with Coach Zimmer before a game or during a game, or do you relay it to Mike Prefer and then he talks to Coach Zimmer? How does that go?
We communicate it right before the game. I tell him what my distance is on each side of the field. The crazy thing is that when you play outside, it changes, though, throughout the game. So you could be on a drive and you thought your distance was 55, but all of a sudden the wind switched. It's a little bit crosswind in your face and you're going, hey, coach, it's really 50 right now. So, you got to always be ready to communicate and have an open communication line with the head coach and with Coach Prefer.
So you go to both guys and kind of talk to them about it. That way both of them know. And then I'm sure Prefer and Zimmer talk about it, but you like to actually talk to Coach Zimmer about it as well.
Sometimes I go to Prefer first, and if he needs further clarification or somebody wants me to tell him that I definitely can make it, then I go to Coach Zimmer.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna have a chance for an onside kick. I thought. Now we ended up not doing it, and you guys try the pooch kick. But do you practice onside kicks every week? Is that something that a professional kicker works on?
Absolutely, it's part of what you do. It's part of your repertoire, and you got to go in there and just be ready for any situation. And we had practiced onside kicks. We had practiced onside kicks from the 50 as well. So we knew what we were going to have to do, and it just came down to what we wanted to call, schematically at that time. And I think we were just ready to stop the run. And, we wanted the kick a little bit shorter. I can admit that for sure.
Yeah.
To try to make them take it out. And, you know, stop the run afterwards.
Is part of it the luck of the bounce on an onside kick, or do you feel like you can really control what happens?
I think there's actually two different ways. You're either going to get a really, really lucky bounce from hitting just a hard ball across the ground, or you're going to perfectly hit that high ball in the air that goes about 11 or 12 yards that it's just a free-for-all.
Yeah.
But the problem with the high bouncer is that it's kind of unpredictable. You don't always know what's going to come off your foot when you're trying to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, both methods work, and there's other guys who I saw the Dolphins kicker do a little crazy behind the back thing, which was kind of ineffective, actually.
But, right.
yeah, it just depends.
I think when all is said and done, you have the easiest job on the onside kick, though. Who I don't want to be is the guys who are responsible for running ahead of the ball and basically taking out players on the receiving team, clearing the way for us to recover it.
For sure.
And that's the worst job.
Actually, I'll one-up you. The worst job is going and getting the ball for the receiving
team.
Yeah,
on the other side.
If that ball's high in the air, good luck.
You'll never have to worry about that.
Nope, I know.
what are your goals here over the final five games of the season? I mean, you know, there are probably some team goals that feel like they're getting out of reach, but you still have to go into every contest trying to put your best effort forward. So how do you approach the rest of the season?
Finish strong. I think it's important how you finish as a player and a team. You know, if you win the last couple games, it's definitely going to set you up for the next year in the off season. So I think that's our mantra right now, is to finish strong, to, you know, to realize that there's 5 weeks left and we have all off season to think about these last 5 weeks. So why not look back and say, hey, I gave it my all. I did the extra stuff I needed to do to be prepared and perform.
You're 17-21 on 50-yard field goals in your career. That's the most since you've entered the NFL. What is it about you and the 50-yard kicks?
I've come to enjoy them. Whenever we go out there and you sort of see that you're beyond 50, it's just another attempt, and that's the way you got to look at it. But I enjoy kicking the 50-yarders because you're expected to make them, but not all the time. And, you know, it's kind of almost like a home run in baseball. It's that extra, you know, bonus on the end of each kick.
Yeah. Well, a few more touchbacks and maybe get a couple more of those, and you may be kicking in Arizona in February at the Pro Bowl.
Never know.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, a lot of good kickers this year, though. So.
Yeah, there are, and you're one of them.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Blair.
Absolutely.